Politics is a realm of puzzling contradictions. Politicians solemnly promise balanced budgets while creating deficits, pledge efficiency while expanding bureaucracy. These aren't simply lies. They reveal a fundamental pattern where stated ideals mask practical aims. When Dante Alighieri, exiled from Florence, wrote elaborate metaphysical justifications for a universal world government under the Holy Roman Emperor, he wasn't engaged in pure philosophy. Behind his appeals to divine order and natural law lay a simpler truth. His faction, the Ghibellines, opposed the papal-aligned Guelphs who had banished him. His theoretical edifice disguised his actual position in this power struggle. This pattern, where supernatural, metaphysical, or utopian stated aims mask real political goals, persists throughout history. The French Revolution's ideologists based arguments on mythical notions like the natural goodness of man, while promoting liberty, equality, and fraternity. The actual effects, dismantling monarchy and empowering the French capitalist class, could have been rationally debated, but instead were cloaked in lofty rhetoric. Today's politicians invoke American values, social justice, or traditional morality, rather than discussing specific policies and likely outcomes. Environmental debates center on apocalyptic scenarios, rather than cost-benefit analyses. Political discourse becomes merely the expression of wishes rather than an honest confrontation with reality, a comforting illusion obscuring the actual dynamics of power. Machiavelli's true revolution wasn't his immorality, but his commitment to seeing politics as it actually exists. Unlike Dante's fantastical approach, he pursued scientific goals, describing facts, identifying laws, and making probable predictions. His practical goal, Italian national unification, was specific and achievable. Machiavelli advocated for a prince to unify Italy based on evidence. European nations had consolidated through princes, while feudal lords opposed nation-states, the masses lacked power, and the church feared national systems. Only the merchant class and monarchy were prepared for nationhood. His innovation wasn't separating politics from ethics, but grounding political analysis in facts rather than wishful thinking. This allegiance to objective truth constitutes its own moral ideal. Machiavelli rejected transcendental ethics for historical reality. His passion for truth permeates his work. In the discourses, he questions whether his admiration for antiquity might be excessive, recognizing how people idealize the past. Unlike Dante, Machiavelli's writing presents unified meaning without hidden purpose. Humans remain perpetually discontented, laboring for more, because our desire is greater than our power to acquire. This insatiable appetite for power fuels political instability. The effective ruler must embody both lion, force, and fox, cunning, adapting to circumstances. Neither cruelty nor humanity works universally. Success depends on matching approach to conditions. Political life follows predictable cycles. Virtue creates peace. Peace breeds idleness. Idleness spawns mutiny. Mutiny brings destruction. Destruction necessitates new laws. Laws foster virtue. Virtue yields success. Every good state carries the seeds of its eventual downfall. Despite his cynical reputation, Machiavelli considers republican government superior to monarchy. Stronger, more enduring, wiser, and more adaptable. He prizes liberty above all, requiring external independence through armed citizens and internal governance by law rather than arbitrary will. Liberty demands legal processes where no one stands above the law, terms remain short, and punishment is firm and impartial. Gaetano Mosca observed that all organized societies divide into a ruling minority and ruled majority regardless of political system. This division persists across monarchies, democracies, and oligarchies. The ruling class monopolizes power while the majority provides resources. This pattern emerges from organizational necessity. Even dictators require supporting bureaucracies and military classes. Organized minorities inevitably dominate unorganized majorities through superior coordination. Louis XIV, despite being an absolute monarch, depended on nobles and administrators to exercise power. Modern democracies follow this pattern too. Voters don't truly choose representatives. Candidates secure election through organized networks, financial backing, and party machinery. A society essentially mirrors its ruling class. Their values shape the entire social structure. Every ruling class maintains power by controlling the major social forces of their era. In primitive societies, these include military prowess and religious authority. In advanced civilizations, they expand to commerce, education, science, and media. When these forces shift in importance, the ruling class must adapt or face displacement, as when commercial wealth superseded landed titles during the Industrial Revolution. Georges Sorel discovered that successful revolutionary movements crystallize around a single catastrophic myth, for him, the general strike. This myth envisions workers simultaneously ceasing labor, creating a social rupture where production halts and existing structures collapse. Workers eventually return as free producers in a transformed order. The myth's power lies in its simplicity and totality, promising complete transformation without requiring complex theory. Unlike testable hypotheses or utopian blueprints, myths express group convictions through action. When myths don't materialize, followers simply believe more preparation was needed rather than abandoning them. Sorel distinguishes revolutionary violence from criminal brutality and state punishment. He argues that as societies become more civilized, overt violence decreases while insidious control through fraud increases. Counterintuitively, he suggests humanitarian ideologies often mask hidden forms of force, while mythically oriented violence produces sacrifice and heroism that can reduce overall social violence. Robert Michels demonstrated why true democracy is fundamentally impossible. Democratic theory assumes self-government, which only works in small groups where unanimous decisions emerge naturally. As organizations grow, democracy shifts to majority rule over unanimity. Direct democracy fails in large groups. Venues can't accommodate millions, crowd psychology distorts opinions, and only few voices get heard. Organizations need quick decisions during crucial moments, making full consultation impractical. As organizations develop, operations become complex, requiring specialized knowledge. Whether understanding legislative procedures or managing budgets, division of labor creates a leadership class that handles affairs while most remain uninvolved. This leadership class controls rather than serves. Leaders manage finances and priorities, monopolize communication channels, and maintain disciplinary mechanisms to preserve power. They develop expertise, making them indispensable, while creating barriers for challengers. Michels' Iron Law states that oligarchic rule is inherent to organization itself. These autocratic tendencies stem from organization's very nature, like gravity is inherent to mass, proving the democratic ideal of self-government impossible. If democracy as self-government is impossible, what preserves human freedom? The Machiavellians reveal liberty depends not on mythical self-rule, but on juridical defense, security protecting individuals from arbitrary power. This liberty centers on the right of opposition to express views publicly and organize to implement them. Liberty enables scientific advancement by allowing contrary hypotheses and provides the only effective check on elite power. The universal truth remains: all rulers primarily serve their own interests. No theory, morality, or intentions will restrain power. Only power restrains power, through oppositions whose influence exceeds their apparent strength. Though opposition merely represents elite division, it indirectly benefits the masses. public opposition must seek broader support, promising benefits and exposing inequities, forcing both opposition and governing elites to grant concessions. Liberty requires multiple autonomous social forces with no single force dominating others. Freedom survives through mutual checks and balances, not through utopian dreams, but through the vigilance of competing interests.